This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. A former LA County Supervisor will not have to worry about criminal charges and a road rage murder in West Hollywood. But first, LAUSD board members unanimously approved putting a $9 billion bond measure on the ballot in November. It would improve schools, but also increase property taxes. Emily Valdez has more.
Money from the $9 billion bond, if approved, would go to upgrade or replace deteriorating schools. That includes fixing LAUSD's technology systems, enhancing outdoor spaces for students, and improving earthquake retrofitting.
60% or more of our facilities are 50 years old and older, and over 100 schools are 100 years old. These are the right investments at the right time for absolutely the right reason, benefiting the right people.
Superintendent Alberto Carvalho spoke to board members before the vote.
Should we have more money invested into greening spaces? Absolutely. Should we have more money invested into roofs? Absolutely. HVAC systems, athletic facilities? Yes.
If approved, property taxes in the city of L.A. would go up 2.5 cents for every $100 of property value. So say your home's worth $600,000, you would pay about $12 more in taxes each month. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The state attorney general has decided not to file any criminal charges against former L.A. County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl after a 2-year investigation. This stems from allegations of political corruption that she steered no-bid L.A. Metro contracts to her friend Patty Giggins, who headed up the nonprofit Peace Over Violence. Prosecutors also declined to file any charges against Giggins. Now, the state AG's office took over the investigation from the LA County Sheriff's Department, headed then by Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Now, Kuehl was a very vocal critic of the sheriff and claimed that the investigation was politically motivated. He denied that charge. A man out on parole accused of stabbing a sales clerk to death in a Lake Elsinore Walmart has been charged with first-degree murder and other offenses. Lonnie Hinton was arrested after the killing of Jessica Morales. He's being held without bail. This all happened Monday morning before the store opened. Homicide detectives haven't released many details, but they say the stabbing appears to be random, and there was no interaction between the two beforehand. Now, Hinton walked into the sheriff's Lake Elsinore station and turned himself in Monday afternoon. Investigators still on the scene of the Edge Hill fire in San Bernardino trying to figure out how it started. Pete DiPietro has a report.
There were millions of dollars of losses in the fire. 5 homes were destroyed. 3 others were damaged. But San Bernardino County Fire spokesman Eric Sherwin says at this point, the fire has been determined to be human caused, but that isn't the end of the probe.
This is an ongoing incident, specifically with the investigation. The investigators will continue to work this fire.
Sherwin says even though there is little left at the point of the fire's origin except ash, there's always something left behind for the investigators to work with.
There is still a lot of information that can be gathered by the investigators, and that's why they continue to work this incident.
I'm Pete DiPietro, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Road rage murderer stemming from a minor collision in a parking lot. Officials say the incident happened yesterday in West Hollywood on West Santa Monica Boulevard. Now, after the collision, 2 men got into a confrontation. 1 man assaulted the other, knocked him out. Paramedics took him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Deputies arrested the other guy, booked him on murder charges, being held on $2 million bail. One person has been hurt by shattered glass from a car-to-car shooting in Reseda this morning. As is usual with these shootings, it's an innocent bystander who was hurt. Now, it's not clear if the shooting came from both vehicles, a black Nissan pickup truck and a black Volkswagen, or if it was gunfire from only one car to the other. But police say the weapons involved were semi-automatic. Both cars took off. A bystander's car hit by the gunfire shattered the windshield. Person inside was treated at the scene. The union that represents rank-and-file LAPD officers says the website that got pictures of thousands of cops and published them online is continuing to harass them. It's a story you were hearing first on KNX News. Craig Figner reports.
There's an activist group here in Los Angeles that recently made what's known as a CPRA, a California Public Records Act request for pictures of thousands of LAPD officers. And the department handed over the names, badge numbers, jobs of those officers, even undercover cops. Well, that group made a second public records request for height and weight information. Originally, LAPD declined. The group sued and they just won.
Who cares if your 5'10", 195 pounds comes out? It was ridiculous. Again, it's just a continued pattern of harassment by these anti-police groups.
That's Robert Rico. He's an attorney for the Cops Union, LAPPL. He tells KNX News, this group, as it gets the info, well, it's probably not the information they were expecting.
The height and weight they're getting is when they went in the academy. In other words, the department doesn't keep updating your weight. You come in the academy 5'10", 165 pounds soaking wet. You retire at 275. According to your ID card, you're still 5'10", 165.
Even though all the pictures are online, there is currently a lawsuit which, if it's successful, will force the website operator to pull down what's estimated to be 600 pictures and identifying information of LAPD officers who work undercover. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Governor Gavin Newsom bragging about how well the state's early warning earthquake system worked last night. Plus, some Winter Olympians get their medals at the Summer Games in Paris. That's coming up as the nonstop news at 5 continues.
The big story
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Taylor Swift has canceled all three of her shows in Vienna, Austria, after the arrest of two suspects with possible connections to ISIS who were plotting an attack. Now, this is not the first time that music shows have been targeted by terrorists in Europe. You might recall a concert venue in Paris attacked by ISIS terrorists back in 2015, killing at least 90 people. A bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England back in 2017 left 22 people dead. KNX News talked with former LAPD counterterrorism chief Michael Downing, who tells us a Taylor Swift concert would have a very high symbolic meaning for terrorists.
You're looking at an ISIS-inspired plot to target a major concert, which kind of has a cultural value of American women, girls, kind of things that they, you know, are opposed to in some of the ideology that you see. And I know that the arrests were made, that they had bomb-making material. They were targeting this particular arena in Vienna. And I'm sure it was targeted because, you know, it has an American flair. It attracts women and young girls, and this is something they've targeted in the past, as evidenced by the Ariana Grande attack in the UK.
Even after the fall of ISIS in Syria and Iraq, Downing said we should treat terror threats as a constant.
I think it's always been a threat. I think it comes and goes. You know, we've diminished a lot of the capability. The Five Eyes have diminished a lot of capability in these regions. I think the state and locals have worked on reducing the motivation for some of these things, you know, working with vulnerable communities, and the intelligence has been better. And so the disruptions, I think, have been effective, but you always got to be careful. You know, when you take your eye off the ball, it could rise up again. If you're looking right and not left, the left rises up again. If you're looking left and not right, the right rises up again. So I think you have to kind of be a 360-degree cyclops on threats.
And Downing says it takes a village to stop a terror attack.
There are a lot of tripwires in place, and police can't do it by themselves. They need communities to help them. Maybe that was the case here. I think we've done really well against state-sponsored or big organized terrorist organizations in terms of defending ourselves against them. We have a good defensive team. Our offensive team always needs work. And you always ask the question, who is the adversary? What is his capability? And what is his intent? In this case, it looks like you had some inspired ISIS people that probably put bombs together using, you know, YouTube videos or instruction manuals. But there's always a tripwire that could be tripped if everybody has an awareness.
And Taylor Swift has herself worried publicly about her concerts being targeted by terrorists. Well, California's earthquake early warning system works and worked well. It gave a few seconds heads up to millions of Californians ahead of that 5.2 quake that was felt throughout central and southern California. Phones got the alert through the state's MyShake app, which went out to more than 500,000 devices. Even more got the warning through a partnership between the state and Google. And the quake was a bit of a boon for the app. There were nearly 47,000 new downloads of the MyShake app in just 12 hours afterward. And if you think you've been feeling aftershocks today, you are right. There have been more than a dozen since midnight, ranging in magnitude from a 2.5 to a 3.8. Rancho Palos Verdes looking for help from Sacramento. City Council asking Governor Newsom to help out residents who had the gas shut off because of landslides that have been going on for over a year. Mayor John Cruickshank sent a letter to the governor requesting a state of emergency be declared to make public and individual resources and financial aid available. The council voted last night to extend the city's local state of emergency. In addition to the homes in the Portuguese Bend area having the gas service turned off, Southern California Edison is warning customers the power could be shut off as well. Very emotional gold medal ceremony in Paris today for the U.S. figure skating team that finally got their medal from the Winter Olympics 2 years ago. Westwood One reporter Steve Futterman explained to us why it took so long.
This all goes back to the Beijing Olympics. Remember the skater from Russia, Kamila Valieva? She was caught using an illegal substance, and they've been battling over the team gold, silver, and bronze medals ever since. Initially, Russia won, the U.S. was second, but with her disqualification, the U.S. got the gold. There's been lots of challenges, even legal challenges. Finally today, the Americans, led by Nathan Chen, got that gold medal, and they were presented the gold medal just beneath the Eiffel Tower. So it was a beautiful setting.
He says some of the U.S. team members were in tears